as soon as the child is ready, then the parents should be looking for a suitable spouse for that child. What does it take for a child to get ready? There are some conditions that need to happen. For example, maturity, right? Maturity needs to be there, intellectual maturity, so that the child can make their own decisions and they know what they're doing. They're stepping into it, you know, on a conscious level. They know what they're doing. Financial maturity, especially, of course, from the side of the husband, where he'll be able to provide for his spouse. But even there, if the parents can come in and help make that happen, then that's all the better. And in general, you know, maturity at an emotional level, okay, meaning that a child should be able to, you know, act like a spouse in terms of a husband and wife and care for the other, have concern for them. These are those things that need to be in place. But once they're in place, brothers and sisters, parents, then there should be no other additional barriers that we should tag on just because, right? We should be looking to see, what does Islam say about this matter? Does it say that it's necessary for our child to have finished a degree before they get married? That they must have an advanced degree, that they must have the same degree that I had, or they must get married at least at the same age? Like, every child must be married at the same age or older than their parents were. There's no such thing, right? We have to go and see, what are the ahadith, what do the ayat of the Quran say? After all, we have to trust that the guides that we have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are telling us that, you know, they're giving us advice for our own benefit. They say that we should be looking to get married young. And what that means is that as soon as the conditions are there, of course, as parents, because it's our responsibility, we should be learning these things. As soon as the conditions are in place, then we should be looking to have our child married. Nothing else should be a barrier preventing that from happening. But unfortunately, we find that sometimes parents do impose these other barriers which hold back their children from getting married. And this is something which is very severe, brothers and sisters. We're told in hadith that somebody, a parent, who has the means to marry off his child but does not, and the child commits a sin, then the parents are partner in that sin. Now, I don't need to tell you, but the society we're living in right now is a society where it is very difficult for young individuals to lead a pure life away from sin. The way that the media is, the way that the environment, and just whatever it is that the young people have to face in the society, it's one where there's a lot of challenges in this regard. And if marriage is there, if there is a spouse, then a lot of those challenges are taken care of. There, you know, there's a halal and perfectly legitimate outlet for those challenges and for those desires. So here, this is what the hadith are saying. The Prophet is saying that if a parent doesn't do it at the right time and a sin occurs, which it will occur, then the parents are partners in that sin. Wherever you are.